Yo, what's good, everybody, and welcome back to the CJ Experience. I'm your host, CJ Hutchinson, and this week we'll be talking about avoid these time traps at all costs. So let's jump right into it. So this week I thought, why not talk about five things that you like really should avoid? You know, like these things can literally, you know, take a lot of your time away. You know, like these are time traps. All of these are. So without further ado, you know, I thought I might as well share these things because, you know, we all do this and, you know, this will level us all up, you know, level up everybody's game, no matter how old, you know, or where you are in life, basically. You know, like I said, you're becoming an adult, like you're turning 18, or I don't know, you've been a parent for a while, like you're in your 40s or something, you know, like this is for everybody. So the first thing you should avoid is basically like one of the time traps is technology. So, you know, a lot of us, you know, like our smartphones, like we wake up in the morning, we're always like scrolling before we go into work or whatever. You know, a lot of us are like always using our phones, you know, while we eat or get ready or whatever we're doing. And it's not just our phones too, you know, people that game, you know, you can get sucked in for gaming for a really long time, you know, time be flying and you're like, whoa. Now, I get it. Like there are ways to earn money, right? Online and stuff. So, you know, if you're like being productive, okay, you know, like valid, you know, that's cool. If you're on your phone all the time though, but like making money and stuff, that's a fair reason. But if you're just mindlessly just like scrolling, like, oh yeah, I'm just going to scroll through like 100 TikToks, like you're wasting your life and you're just wasting your time on this earth. You're like, man, I spent a whole day scrolling on social media. You should know, oh yeah, I should do something. So, all right. Another time trap is just being so focused on money. Because like you got those people, they just want to work. Like, I get it. Look, money is a very useful and important tool in this country. You know, you can get a lot of things with money. But a lot of people in this day and age, you know, people are money hungry. Like, people only think about money. They're like, why don't you be working, you know, overtime? Why don't you make extra money? And like at the same time, like, look. It's cool. Money is cool and everything. Don't get me wrong, but you can make money anywhere nowadays. It's 2024. Like, there's so many ways to make money. You know, like with gamers, there's a bunch of different tournaments you can basically apply to and earn money. But it's mostly for like battle royale games and first person shooter games. So that's like I said, that's not my type of forte. But people who play those games, yeah, they can make money by gaming. So. Oh, and not even that too. And also like there's local tournaments you can go to earn money. There's a lot of ways as gamers, which, you know, I'll have like a whole episode maybe to talk about that. But, you know, it's just some things you can do, you know, think about it. But like I said, everybody is so money hungry. Everybody's like, I got to work. Like I get it. Like, you're supposed to work to provide, right? For yourself or for your family. Right. I get that. But, you know, just focusing on that, you're going to be wasting your life. You're like, dang, I was at this place for 20 years. Like, I was at McDonald's or I was at UPS for like 20 years. Sure, you might get like benefits maybe after, but you still wasted 20 years of your life doing whatever you were doing. Sure, you're making money, but you had bills to pay, so you were not saving that money. So. Okay. The next thing, another time trap is, you know, regarding, it's kind of the same thing with working, you know, like with our, just always working, you know, people work a lot, like all the time, right? And so, you know how I talked about money earlier, like, you know, being invested in work is a time trap. Like I said, it's good to work, but you need to have a work-life balance. You know, there's a lot of jobs nowadays and they work so much out of the, you know, like the supervisors or the people below, the assistant supervisors, all that, like they get worked so much, you know, and some people it's too much for them, so they gotta quit, you know, while other people it's not, I mean, they don't really care about it, but it's gonna get to you eventually, you know, working all those hours, you know, picking up people's shifts, you know, working on your off days. Like, I get it. Like, if, like I said, if you're single and everything, but there's still, it still comes to a point. You're like, man, I do not want to do this. Like, it's like the weekend and all your friends like are off and you're like, man, I had to pick up somebody's shift, bro. Like, I don't know, man. Like, that's, you know, just like I said, just working a lot. It is a time trap. That's why you want to find something. If you work, you want to find something that is, you know, enjoyable, something is fun for you, something that doesn't feel like work, and you'll love it. You know, you'll want to be there, you know, you'll just want to do your average amount of work. All right. Another like little time trap is, I guess, just us humans thinking that we have, you know, more time like than we actually do. Right. Like, you know, like people be like, oh yeah, you have plenty of years to live. You know, you have all this time, you have all this, like, you know, and I don't know, like I said, you know, some people, you know, like take it for granted. Like I said, you live one life, you know, you don't want to, like, obviously, you know, go into every detail about every minute, like, what am I doing? But like, you don't need like track, like your life. Like, I'm doing this at 4:02 and like, nah, it's not that, but it's just like, you just gotta be mindful. Be like, yo, like, I'm growing up, like, I'm getting older. Like, I'm so like slowly but surely, you know, my time is coming to an end, you know. Not anytime soon, you know, when you're like in your 20s or nothing, but like, you're still growing up. Like, you gotta like see, like, hey, you know, like, I want to do, you know, I guess kind of like have a plan, basically, you know, have goals, you know, because a lot of people, they just be working, and they know, and they're like, oh my god, I'm 60 years old. So, but yeah, we just like think like time, we're like, yeah, it's, we can get it back, but we can't. Like, time is literally the most, I feel like it is the most valuable thing in this entire earth, bro. It's something you can never get it back. So like, just time, I don't know, it's limited too. Like, you gotta be like, that's what I'm saying, you're on this earth for a limited amount of years, so you want to make the most of it. But some people think, oh, I'm gonna be 80, so I have this many years. I mean, you can think like that, but like I said, the older you get, time goes by way faster, I promise you. You know, when you're younger, time goes by kind of fast, but not as fast. But the older you get, it's like bam, bam, bam. We're almost halfway through 2024, believe it or not. And it's like, whoa, like it's going by quick. Like literally, I don't know, in almost 6 months, well, I guess 6 months from August, yeah, I'm gonna be 25. It's just like, whoa, like time is flying. You don't even realize it. So, and then this last one, you know, this is, it's not really like a time trap, but you just gotta think, like, this is what all of us think about too. Like, all of us humans have this mindset, like, we think we have more time tomorrow than we actually do. Like, we think, you know, like, we'll procrastinate or be like, oh, we don't need to do this, or we can push back on it. And that can low-key be a time trap, because like I said, you be thinking about it, you're like, oh my gosh, like, I have tomorrow, like, I'm good, like, I don't need to worry about it. And then you look up and you're like, whoa, like, it's tomorrow, I didn't do it. You know, you think, you're like, yeah, it's tomorrow, like, I got all of tomorrow to do it. I got nothing going on. You may think you have nothing going on, but life happens to all of us, bro. Like, anything can happen, you know, the unexpected can happen, you know what I'm saying? So you basically want to live every day like it's your last day. That's how I feel, you know. Do the best you can, do the most, just, you know, be in good spirits and just, you know, do your own little thing. That's just how I feel it is, you know, in life. But yeah, this episode, for real, I feel like the biggest one, like the biggest time trap, is technology. You know, all of us get sucked in, and all of, like, I can see it, everybody, like I said, all ages, old people, young people, middle-aged people, you know, people in their 20s and their 30s, you know, it's all over. Everybody's like, is like addicted to their phones, bro. You know, everybody's like, oh my gosh, like I need to see what's going on social media. I need to post this and this, like all this stuff, you know? And like now, like as I'm getting older and stuff, you know, I don't care about that as much. Like when I wake up, sure, I mean, obviously I'm gonna hop on social media and stuff, but a lot last year, I was waking up and the first thing I was looking at was my podcast. Cause that's how much I was like, I don't care about social media. I was like, bro, social media will be here to like late in like a few hours. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in this week. I hope y'all join me again next week as I talk about the most powerful morning habit I discovered. I love and appreciate all of my fans. Y'all are amazing. You can find my podcast by going to my Instagram at cjustice008. Click on my link tree, which is in my bio, and the podcast is called The CJ Experience. Y'all have a blessed one, and I'll see y'all next week.